Welcome to Nova Gaia. Thank you so much for being here today. We are so grateful that you have tuned in to our love cast. Today we have our wonderful gang, the fairy, the angel, and myself, Dragonheart. I am so excited that you're listening today. So much keeps happening. What I have come to realize personally is that the age of Aquarius, or the fifth dimension, or the great awakening, or however you might feel about it, well, it's happening and it exists. And I had an experience this week that I really, dear listener, would love to share with you. It is a personal experience, but I feel that if I can share with you a story that really tells how it feels to live in this new time, this new era, this Nova Gaia love, maybe it will help you understand what we mean when we say that this is a new time, a new era. What I'm talking about is a little situation that I'm going to have to step back and explain 2 seconds more about myself. I used to be an A-type personality. I am a double Scorpio that loves to be in control. I took the Myers-Briggs test, and I do fit into all the categories, but there's a part of me that really likes to be that meeting planner, which I did for several years, and keep what's happening and not necessarily dictate to people, but I really did have a control issue and I like things to happen. And in the same sense, I personally would get overzealous or overexcited by a drop of a hat. Anything. I would think up of ideas and I would love to instigate and inspire other people. But what I found is that I would jump the gun often. And I too had a million voices in my head telling me which direction to go, what people are thinking, what people are saying, how this would affect everybody. And I would concoct a plan within myself. And sometimes in the past, I wouldn't even consider anybody else, but I thought that I knew best because I was a great know-it-all. Okay, so I still have some of these qualities, but I'm working on it. And I understood now, this week, in this new energy, that I don't have to be in control of anything. I have learned that I really have no idea what people are thinking. I have come to the understanding that the more that I allow God's will or all's will to flow instead of, well, the chaos of free will and all the different choices and all the different possibilities that I could have for others. Well, what I'm basically talking about is not just improving myself, but the whole of conflict, of relationship, of actually listening to other people, of actually respecting and to hear the whole instead of hearing the ego or the hundreds of voices in my head telling me different directions and pulling me in different ways. So what happened in a nutshell is an opportunity came up, and this was an opportunity that I've been dreaming about, manifesting, excited for. And it happened in such a beautiful and quick manner that instead of stepping into this new energy of love and allowing it to flow and open equally and evenly with balance, well, I stepped into my old patterns, my old paradigms, and I took charge. And I stepped in with all of my brilliant ideas. Well, of course, they're brilliant to me, maybe not anybody else. But I came in blaring Rachel. Okay, we could do this, we could do that. We can add sparkles and glitter, and we could make everything sunshine and jelly beans. After I had these conversations, I even stopped and thought, what did I just do? Where did I just go? Did I lose myself back in that ego again? Did I step backwards and not forwards? Because I realized later that this event, this particular thing I'm talking about, wasn't really about me at all. In fact, I was just a participant, and I started going back into my old ways. And the more I thought about it, I was lucky enough to get called out. And that was awesome! Okay, I know. That sounds really weird to say, but I'm a person who believes that we need feedback. I am a person who believes in taking compliments, and I believe in even the criticism. It's to understand that I'm not taking things personally. It's not about me, but it's for me. And I know that sounds a little confusing, but that's why we have, well, these excellent other opinions from the fairy and the angel to help explain that better. What I understood is that I don't have to be in control, and that I have to allow not only everything to flow, but when it comes to conflict or two people having two different perspectives, instead of the voices taking over, and instead of Rachel assuming things, because we all know if we assume, we make an ass of you and me, instead of assuming things, I actually stepped back and listened. And I stepped back with an open heart and felt that I had overstepped my boundaries. I had overstepped into areas that I no longer want to do or be. And when I understood that I expanded out too much, instead of going into my old ways, which is overthinking, beating myself up, thinking that I'm a horrible person. Oh my goodness, I can't believe I have any friends. I'm just ugly, what I say and what I do, and I'm not considerate. And I used to be really, really good at digging myself a hole. I used to be really, really good about, then just all I could do was apologize to the person or the event and completely, well, even belittle myself and accept all of it. And this time, instead of, well, poking at myself, judging myself, I accepted that what I did wasn't appropriate. I accepted that, okay, you know what? I did overstep boundaries again, and I did go back into old ways. But that doesn't mean I have to stay with these old ways. And it doesn't mean that I have to overthink and make people more confused or make up stories and excuses. Instead, well, I faced the situation with communication of love. Instead, I went to the person whom I know that I overstepped with, and I did say, I'm sorry. I didn't dwell on the sorries, and I didn't keep digging myself deeper and beating myself up and whipping myself with the old chain. But instead, the person had tolerance and love for me that they accepted my apology. And instead of dwelling on what I did wrong, instead of rehashing, well, don't ever do this, and you shouldn't treat me this way, and this is not the right thing, instead of doing that, Why, this person instead uplifted me and said, yeah, I just needed you to acknowledge. And this is how we can move forward better. What? What? Wait a minute. There's no conflict here? Old Rachel would have been like, okay, we're done. We're done. I don't ever want to go back into this feeling of feeling bad. Apparently, we can't communicate properly, and properly is my way or the highway. Oh, wait, you're a Scorpio too? Oh, yeah, well, that doesn't matter because my Scorpioness is double. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. See, I can dig bigger holes for myself. I'm really, really good at that. But instead, in this new energy, in this new understanding, this is not just about symbols and laying your hands on people and healing broken bones. This is Nova Gaia. This age of Aquarius is about a new way of living. I was able to communicate with love and tolerance, and so was this other person. What could have been in the past an ending, a stopping point, actually turned into more expansive knowledge than I could have ever imagined or felt. So, this was just my story of understanding that if we send love to a situation instead of overthinking, we can actually resolve it quickly. The fairy, I have to ask you, what do you think about this situation?
Well, Rachel, I would like to just step out and say this clearly to our listeners that the conflict happened between you and me. And I just love how the universe brings us into this conflict so we can show that we have grown up, that we don't use our old ways, that we can step forward out of conflict, like you said. I so agree with you that this whole situation, as it happened, brought us forward in our relationship with each other. Instead of closing it down, it opened it up to a new level. And I love to hear your thoughts in this depth, because that wasn't really discussed when we talked. I know for myself, it was more about boundaries, which have been coming up for me majorly in the last few weeks, months, you know, for some time it has come in, but I feel it is really here and present in my life right now. And I set boundaries in a way that I had never before, when it was something that I could have easily just overlooked. And my old me would have said, oh, you know, the outcome of this whole situation where you took that charge was really great. So why am I complaining about the little things? But I felt within myself there was a boundary crossed that I had for myself. And I felt that I needed to step up. And I think that it was really growing up within myself, not being that willful and, you know, a child that throws a temper tantrum because, you know, I'm the other Scorpio. I'm done with you. I've been there too. And out of that, I stepped up, and within taking that responsibility for myself, both of us took responsibility for the situation in a way that expanded both of us on a personal level. Very, very, very beautiful. And the outcome is has elated me in so many ways. And so it is layers and layers and layers within my own being, within that which I show up in the world, has become clear. It has become whiter. It has become more me. And I hear that from you as well. And I feel so much gratitude for the conflict to come up to clarify things for us, for both of us, in this amazing, beautiful chaos, order within the chaos.
So, Angel, I'm curious of how you see our discussion here and of our example of actually living and breathing and doing this new energy of love. How does this appear to you?
It is so beautiful and so perfect that you experience firsthand and demonstrate and share here that conflict isn't about turning your back on someone. Conflict isn't about closing yourself in and letting something rot inside you or just pick away. It's not about getting a sliver and leaving it there and touching it every once in a while to say, yep, it's still there. Does it hurt? Yep, that still hurts. Yep, that's still painful. And just still leaving it there. No, you want to get the tweezers and take it out. And sometimes you can't reach it, or it's in your right hand, your left hand isn't that good at using the tweezers or whatever. But you have to ask somebody to help you take it out. And that you went to each other and helped each other. This path of Nova Gaia is completely new to the earth, and it's still new to us too. We're still learning and still growing, and it's something that's easy to find yourself going backwards on or getting off track. It's not a monastic devotion where you go into a cloister, and you're a nun or a monk, and you're living completely surrounded in a protected space that has constant reminders. No, a huge part of Nova Gaia is being exceedingly down to earth, real world, day to day living. And more, I see how that energy is all about the symbiosis of environments. It's about micro environments. It's about how the bacteria, the good bacteria, bad bacteria, every bacteria in your body, in your surroundings, is working together with other things, all the different cells, the micro environment of the soil. How is everything coming together? And seeing yourself as part of that overarching grid. It's not just your grid between you and other humans, although that's where we'll experience it and learn from it the most. It's your grid with your entire environment. It starts with the space around you and then expands out to be bigger and bigger and bigger. But where we have to learn and trust and grow the most first is in our interpersonal interactions, is with each other. And I think it's just gorgeous that you two saw a conflict, saw a rift or an irritation, and were able to incorporate that Nova Gaia and that love for all humanity and for each other into the beautiful solution of expressing yourselves honestly. It's so easy to get out of sync. My husband and I were having a discussion, not really a discussion, but he said something as a statement of fact, and I said something else that was a statement of fact, and they weren't really cross purpose or wrong. I wasn't disagreeing. I was just saying something, a different perspective. But because it was like we were each on a different axis. One talking on the vertical axis of right, wrong, the other talking on the horizontal axis of good, bad. And so it was like, no, but my viewpoint's the right one. And it was so tempting to come back with, no, but my viewpoint's the right one. And we weren't even arguing. It wasn't an argument. It was just a different perspective, a different way of looking at the same thing. And there have been multiple times where this happens. And I'm like trying to get him to understand, no, I'm just seeing this from this perspective. And it's this way. It's this way too. It's not just the way you look at it. It's this way too. And he'll not get it. But what he's saying to me is, I'm not getting it either. We all want so much to be listened to. And we forget to look at the opposite person's perspective and realize, they want to be listened to also. So sometimes you do need to sit back and engage in that conversation on their perspective. And then let that conversation evolve to expand, giving it time, giving it back and forth, giving it negotiation. And that's what you both did. You negotiated your different viewpoints and different perspectives to come to something that lifted you both up. So
that's,
I applaud
beautiful.
You.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Angel, your wisdom is just so, thank you for putting in that perspective as well. As I listened to you, you know, there's some continuation in what we talked about last time, about using our tools, using the things that we have learned. Because my initial reaction when I realized what was happening here was that hard line that Rachel is talking about, that, you know, dragon heart, like, ow, you know, just let's end this. This is just, you know, not working. this total hard line, like pushing everything away. But here's my tool that I have learned. I know, Rachel, we've worked together for the last year. I know who you are, how sincere you are in your dedication to this learning, to this teaching, to living in Nova Gaia love. And with that, it gave me the confidence too to speak up. It all kind of, it comes together because of what we have learned to be with each other. And so thank you for that perspective, Kay. It just opened up really into something so incredibly beautiful.
Wow.
You are welcome. I had not known, I was not at the Zoom meeting that you two were at where this conflict came up, so I hadn't known about it until they shared about it right now. So you got it right off the cuff.
And that's what we wanted to share with you, dear listener, is this is about the now moment. The age of Aquarius is, how are we going to experience now? And I believe we need to experience now with love. With love, with compassion to ourselves, with compassion to others, to understand their perspective. Both Gita and I stopped and looked at the other perspective. She understood these were my old ways and didn't hold it against me. And I understood how I had overstepped and maybe got again too chatty Kathy, or talkative. Not to offend any Kathys, but I did sometimes have a problem of getting overexcited and talking too much. Wow! And what's even more wonderful is as we continue these podcasts, if you go and check our blogs on our website, novagayalove.com, you will find blogs that are going to give you tools that will talk about, well, and follow through with what we're going on. How do you love yourself more? How do you deal with conflict? How do you accept a compliment, and how do you give a compliment? These are things that you can find more information about, because this is what we are here to aid you with. We are here just to tell you our experiences in this new energy, because it's new, folks. We are going into, as they say on TV, uncharted territories. But what we have found is the more love that we step into, the more that we think with our heart, with we use that sacred heart energy, this newer chakra in front of our heart, to give out, to hear through. As we open our back chakra energy, which we're calling the black diamond energy, as we receive the conscious light and all the conscious wisdom from all of the beings before us, well, when we integrate this all in, your personal truths become more open, and we are able to experience and feel the universal truths of love. And hear each other. As much as we were able to speak our truths to each other, and Gita did say how she felt and she stood up for herself, I too had to open my ears and hear what she was saying. So this is about, yes, speaking who and what you are, but it's also about listening to others and hearing their perspective and hearing what they have to say. I am going to leave you with one more thought before we close up our little discussion today. And it's a little thought that, well, a dear friend of mine told me once. I often am in situations with all kinds of people, especially when I, not just my family, but in business. And sometimes I notice that I get into conversations in the public that it's something that I don't agree with or that I feel comfortable discussing, whether it's politics or religion or anything real personal. And the little piece of advice that my dear friend gave me, she said, well, when I don't feel like getting involved with a conflict, she says, I just nod my head and I say, yes, I understand. And I love that. It's been my way of dealing with situations for a few years now. And it's not that I have to say anything back. It's the old mantra, shut up, keep your mouth shut. I don't need to say anything, Rachel. Keep your opinions to yourself. Yes, I do sing to myself. But it's this understanding that we don't have to say something back. We don't always have to stand up and fight. It's sometimes people really just want to say something, and we just need to allow them the space to say it. And by just acknowledging them and what they have to say, you eliminate any future conflict in the now. You eliminate a disagreement, or you also eliminate voices in your own head saying, well, what did they think? And let's go further into this. And what did that mean? Were they taking this about me? Is this me? What did I do wrong? What? Yeah, see, I'm really good at digging holes for myself. So just a couple suggestions for you to think about when somebody comes to you and maybe pushes your button. Maybe you don't have to respond immediately with defense and allow them to say their perspective. But at the same time, you need to keep your boundaries. And if they do get too close, find a way with love to stick up for yourself. Find a way with love to express how you feel and how that experience or that situation could have been better for you. And sometimes it's best not to do it in that moment. Sometimes it's best to allow the situation to just be. And if it's something that is sticking within your heart, then you can say at a later time to that person out of love, thank you for listening. Thank you for this conversation. But it doesn't hold much information for me. Or you find your way to say how it affected you with love. Any closing thoughts before we let our listeners go?
I'm grateful. I am grateful for having all these choices and deciding in the moment what is the right thing to do. Listening to yourself and listening to the situation and the place and the other person, and make a decision that is right for you in that moment.
Love. Kay?
And I just want to say, I love you. We love you. As this podcast finishes, I'd like you to just sit back and absorb some of that love that radiates from us to you. And let that help buoy you and give you the courage to speak up when somebody puts the sliver in your finger, when somebody does or says something that goes beyond your boundaries, to be able to speak up, stand up for yourself, and do it with love and negotiate your way to a better understanding.
Well, thank you, dear listener, for being here with us again. Please know you can find more information and tools at novagaialove.com. We also wrote a beautiful book for you to use as a reference, The Prophecy Map of Nova Gaia. Check it out on Amazon or Kindle. We wish you a wonderful moment of now. And we love you, dear listener. Thank you for being here.